thing to hold it.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads. It's a pretty...
Beads?
Uh-huh. Would you say a string of beads or a strand
yes,
of beads?
Yes, a string of beads. I think that, like I tell you, not much of it.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you'd say one man really what the other one?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't know what I'd say because we haven't experienced it. Oh. If a fight or something like it, but...
Yeah, but would you say, if you wanted to express the idea that one defeated the other one,
One beat him or whipped him or something.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
tightwad, I reckon.
Okay. Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
tacky. Okay.
And could you use the same word if you were talking about a woman?
Well, I don't know. You might say she looked pretty tacky, too. I would think that would apply.
What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dolled up.
Okay. And if you were talking about a man who was wearing his best clothes, what would you say?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I think similar. He's decked out, he's up, decked out or something.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, she certainly is what for her age?
She's young for age, I reckon.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like spry or pert or lively to mean an old person?
No, ma'am, I don't believe.
All right. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
A woodpecker.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
A grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that people might say spirits lived in?
I don't know what I'd call it. I mean, a living one.
Well, no, I mean a deserted house.
Oh.
That, and people might say, oh, you better look out. You know, we've seen things in there.
Well, it's an old house, I reckon. I don't know. It might be spooky, but I never was afraid of them.
Somebody might be afraid to go past a graveyard at night because he'd be afraid he'd see...
Spirits or something.
Okay.
I heard people go there and scare people, but I never seen nothing like that. I heard my father say he passed the cemetery and on the other side of it, something got up and left. And he wondered what that was. And it was like I told you, the woods was full of stock. And it was a cow got up and walked off, and he couldn't see it good. And he rode round there, he was on a mule, I think, a riding. Said he rode round there, and it was a cow out there in the woods. But that would have been a spook for some people.
Mm-hmm. What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Bad omen, but... we, like I tell you, we wasn't taught them things.
What do some people call a person who brings bad luck?